Every 4 years, I rediscover that figure skaters are amazing athletes and that the music they use to accompany their performances is, in my opinion, not quite so amazing. Even as competitive figure skating continues to push the boundaries of what's possible physically, almost all of the music remains the same. So how come? Why does the one sport that incorporates music seem stuck in such a rut musically? Joining me to talk about this is the reporter Katie Baker of Grantland, who is in Sochi right now. Katie, welcome to Studio 360.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So it's consistently classical music in figure skating in this pretty narrow range of the 19th century romantic. You're Rossini, you're Johann Strauss, all the Russians, Tchaikovsky, Rimsky-Korsakov, Rachmaninoff, and occasionally some movie soundtrack music by John Williams. Why is there such a restricted and familiar range?
Well, I think we're seeing that figure skating is still a sport in which the judges and the old school federation folks continue to wield considerable power. And part of that manifests itself in the music choices. I think people would rather do something that's relatively safe.
So is it that, do we think that the Olympics are more conservative, more international, more high stakes, and therefore better just to go with Tchaikovsky?
Yeah, and I mean, especially being in Russia, I think some of the skaters realize that they can get the crowd behind them a little more, maybe kiss up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
I think Gracie Gold is one who basically came out and admitted that. She's skating to, I think, Sleeping Beauty. So, but then you do see people here and there who are willing to push the buttons a little bit. There's an ice dance team that the U.S. has, brother and sister, called the Shib Sibs. And they do their free skate to Jackson medley that includes Thriller. And it's such a fun skate, but more importantly, it really matches the way they skate. I think if you tried to put maybe, you know, a tiny little Russian ballerina out there to Thriller, it wouldn't work at all. So I think that's another consideration.
Right.
That said, there's hope for the future in that going forward, actually starting after the Olympics, so starting in the 2014-2015 season, skaters will now be allowed to use songs that have words that are being sung instead of just,
yeah.
Even if they do choose a pop song right now, it's usually like a symphony arrangement of it.
Which is all.
So I think that'll be a really interesting step.
Yeah. And those symphonic Mantovani-esque arrangements of popular music are even worse, in my personal opinion.
They are. I mean, sometimes they're just comical. Like the other night during the team competition, there was a guy I can't remember if it was a pairs or a single, but they were skating to November Rain.
The Guns N' Roses song.
You know, with like a lone violin playing. You know, I wish they could just skate to the actual song if they're going to skate to it.
Yeah.
So I agree.
Yeah. So last weekend, Ashley Wagner did her figure skating to this Pink Floyd song, Shine On You Crazy Diamond. Now, to me, that record was cheesy when I heard it in the 1970s. And also, why not use something from pop music of her generation?
She likes to describe herself as very feisty and fierce, and I think she thinks, or I think her idea is that the song really can allow her to show that side of her. But again, I mean, I'm actually really excited to see, I know I keep coming back to the Thriller thing, but that to me is a way where you can really bridge this wanting to appeal to an international audience. Everyone loves Thriller. You know, if people
right.
were to
right.
find some good Beatles tunes, it would be a total crowd hit around the world. So I think even when we do move into a bigger range of songs with lyrics, we're probably still going to get sick of some of the same old selections. Almost like going to a wedding and the DJ always plays Brick House.
I wonder if part of it is because perhaps there is this inferiority complex that figure skaters have against, you know, the serious athletes, that they want to stick to serious 19th century classical music. Because if they suddenly go pop, people will take them less seriously?
It's possible, but it's funny because depending on who the skater is, when they go to, you know, international sort of just exhibition events, they do really fun events. Johnny yeah. Ware years ago used to skate to Poker Face, and then Yevgeny Plushenko has a famous routine that he performed to Sex Bomb and took his shirt off and had like a fake muscle shirt on underneath.
Wow!
So they have that in them.
Is there? I mean, can you imagine a song or a piece of music beyond Michael Jackson's Thriller, which you clearly love, that you would love to see somebody dance to skate to?
This is funny, and this is not a great answer, but I was thinking earlier when they do relax the restrictions on allowing vocals, I was trying to think about what some of the more popular songs might be. And for some reason, the song Hero by Mariah Carey was in my head, and I could just imagine some woman doing a routine to Hero by Mariah Carey. I don't know why.
Yep. Did you happen to see this? You're there, so you don't need to rely on the internet, but did you see this viral video that somebody did of Meryl Davis and Charlie White's routine where they stripped out the Rimsky-Korsakov that they actually performed to and replaced it with the Beyoncé song Drunk in Love?
No, I didn't see that one. I saw the one with Plushenko skating to Genuine's Pony, which was the one I said where he skated to Sex Bomb.
Yeah.
They dubbed one ridiculous song over another, and it is the funniest. I was laughing out loud at 2 a.m. last night, Russia time, watching the video. But I did see that they had that a website had reader suggestions, and they paired various routines. It's really fun to watch.
Check out the Meryl Davis and Charlie White to Beyonce. It's perfect. Katie, thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your stay. I hope your room is better than the rooms I've read about.
It's good. I've only had one shower rod fall on my head, so I'm all good.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kurt. I really appreciate it.
Katie Baker is a reporter for Grantland, and she is in Sochi covering the Olympic Games. So, what do you all think? If you were a figure skater, what music would you want to perform to? Me? I'm thinking Talking Heads. Leave us a comment at studio360.org.